Session number 20167, Reel 1.
You won't notice.
It's rotten.
Well, don't worry about that. Just tell us when you first heard how you got to work in the shipyard.
It's very hard.
When did you first... It was Palmer's, you
I remember? Was... I don't like to. Because, you took it away. I was married in 1938. Yeah. And he was a soldier. And I went to Palmer's and I was 22 when I went. In the plumber's shop in 1939.
When the war broke out?
I went straight into the plumber shop. And then Mr. Rice, my foreman, asked us what I like to. He says they're bringing a ship in, mind it's badly damaged, the Kelly. He says, would you like to go on? He says, you've learnt a lot of plumbing. I was a plumber, and you've learnt a lot of plumbing. And would you like to go on it? Would you like to go on? I says, well... I says, who's on it? He says, Lord Louis Mountbatten. I says, who is he? I didn't know, I was just 22. And he says, well, he's something to do with the royalty.
So you went on
that? So I was waiting at the, where the ship, I was waiting at the quayside, at the, where the ship. And I seen it come, Lord Louis Mountbatten, I seen them bring it in.
What was it like?
Terrible. Big holes in the side, and I was, they put the gangway down, and I was right, I went dashing on board a ship, and this Lord Louis Mountbatten, as a shame, was at the other end, and he was saying, no, cover the holes, and I opened the hatch and I got a terrible shock when I seen.
What was that?
The young sailors, they were in boxes but they were floating in the oil. And since then, I caught a germ. It was a terrible sight. I caught, the germ didn't come out on us till in the 50s and it was an ulcer but like a pinhead. The doctor, my mother took us to the doctors, I was complaining about the pains in my tummy, but I stuck it, we got it all put right, and my brother was on the HMS Sheffield, and he seen it going down, he was 20 years on the HMS Sheffield, but he died in 1977 with sugar, diabetic, and I says, where can I walk? I couldn't walk, I didn't know where to walk. I had to go right, I had to go down, and he was telling me to stop, you know, and we were waiting for Donnelly to come and take the bodies off. Oh, the stench, oh my God. And I was the only one, the woman that was, went down at first, because after, see, like I was the only woman, and they learned us to put the taps on and everything. And then I went, after they got the bodies off and everything, well, I had to be fumigated out. And then asked, and then Mr. Rice, the foreman, says, you better go down over a mess downstairs, down where the baths, the showers and everything.
Why was that all?
Oh, terrible. But the holes you had to be cases for God's sake. We wear trousers, but I had very long hair, right? I could sit on it. But I'd have it tucked in the bed, the Palmer's skipper with them. And
give you what?
These trousers and coats and the very. And I'd have my hair tucked down and I'd got full of grease. But they give me berries and in all and. When I went down, I said, oh my God, I said, what a job I've took on here.
Why? Because of
the mess. And then the other men followed us. Oh, it was soon full of the men. They were, you know, we soon got to the job, all right. Well, I put the taps in and everything, and I seen everything. Everything was all right, and the sink bowls and everything. And then he asked us, would I like to go right down at the bottom and red let it out? I says, what about somebody else doing that? I says, but we didn't get much money them days. And then we had to come back again. They let me out for half an hour for me team, and we went back. We had to go back till 7.
Yeah, can I just go back? You started working...
1939. I was married in 1939.
And that was... And how did you hear about the job?
Oh, I heard that this man was telling us. He says, if Flory, you want to get down, they're going to start women. And I went down. I says, oh, I'll go, and I got the job straight away.
And that was in...
1939.
Yeah, well, it was Leslie's, was it?
No, Palmer's. People will see it coming in. Palmer's, because I was waiting at the gangway for it coming in. But at first of all, it wasn't coming in just at the moment. I was helping in the plumber's shop. Okay. They were learning me.
Were you learning to be a plumber?
I was learning to be a plumber, but in the meantime, I used to sweep up and on.
So you used to do all that sort of labouring?
Yes, until, Mr. Rice told us, he says, we're bringing a ship in, the Kelly. I says, I've never heard of it. He says, but it's been very badly bombed. And he says, would you like to, now you know what to do. He learned us what to do, and he says, would you like to go on and do it?
So you got all your training from...
From the plumber's shop.
Yeah, that was... He was a foreman, Mr. Rice.
And he died. Yeah. He died, you know. We lost a few men, nice men. And the lad that come on with me, I don't know, he was going to help me. Well, he died, you know. I think it was a germ. I went and opened the hatch. I didn't know what I was going to look at.
Yeah.
But there weren't black boxes.
What about, so that was all the training you got as a plumber?
Oh no, I was painting and all. After I'd done that, I went and I cleaned up all the tiles and everything. And I never put the tiles down, but the showers and everything, but I cleaned it all up. And then the hired women to give it a good clean up, because see, we weren't, I didn't go as a cleaner, I went as a plumber. So the woman cleaned it up, but he asked me, would it went up to Leslie's, and he asked me, would I like to go and clean and put red lead down right at the bottom. I says, all on my own. But I did, I done it.
What did that involve? What did
big brush, and I went and picked in a red lead, and I went and red leaded it all, that sort of, and the men was outside painting. Oh, it was beautiful when it left. And then my brother seen it. He was on the Sheffield, and he seen it go. All that job, but was seen it go. He seen it go right down.
But by the way, how much were you getting paid then?
Oh, not very much. I'm just trying to reckon up about over £3, I think.
£3 you got, that was
that big. Was terrible, that. And we got a little bit of overtime. But I worked very hard for that money. And we used to have to go in every Saturday morning, sometimes Sunday, to get the ship ready. And then when it was, all the sailors come on it again, young sailors.
And how did you get on with the men in the yard? What did they think?
Very well, all very well.
Did they think when you first started that you wouldn't be likely to do the job?
This is, I was good, very good.
Oh, that was afterwards, but at the beginning, what did they feel like?
Well, we used to, they thought I wouldn't have done it, but I can put my hand to anything now. Well, I can't, not that I'm crippled with arthritis, but... not at the moment now, I can't, but I can mend my own. The bathroom, they amended that. I put the thing right in that.
Plumbing, then?
put it right in the bathroom, and the lad come up and put his glass taps round. Well, I had to put the taps, they didn't have glass taps, they were ordinary taps, I had to put on.
Did you have any family at this time? Do you have any children?
I had a boy and a girl. My dad used to sit on the it used to call it the Buffs in Lion Street. We lived there in Palmer's, was just there, and my dad used to sit with me, Roy, he works on the buses, and he was just about two or three, when he used to sit on my dad's knee waiting, because my dad was waiting for his pocket money, for to go and have a drink.
Your dad wasn't working?
My dad was a shoe repairer.
So he didn't get...
He went on the drink too much, and the business went just... the business just failed.
So he, when you were working in Palmer's, he was looking after it, he was keeping
you... Oh, my mother was.
Your mother?
My mum was. And my daughter and all. And my husband was somewhere. He wasn't... He joined up in the army in 1930. And he was killed in 1944. I never seen much of him. Well, he was away, but he come up one time for a weekend, but I was working. And they let him come down. And he went mad over it to see amongst a lot of men. I says, well, I'm not, I says, there's more than me. But I didn't even do the Kelly. I'd done a big marine ship and all.
So, what was that? What ship was that?
Big marine, I don't know the name of it. It was a great big marine ship. It was odd jobs to do there. And I used to go and get to the cook and get with some stuff off the cook for me and the men's dinners.
Did you?
Oh, I liked it. I was quite happy.
Did you, what you saying about your husband, he resented you going in
there? He said, what you doing amongst all their men? I says, I wanted the job, I says, because I was getting 10... Yes, well, 10 shilling a week then for me and the little boy, because I had my daughter, I had my daughter, but of course, the lad went in the merchant evening and he was killed.
But you didn't, you were getting, so you went in to work in New York to make...
To help with
out.
The money, yes, and for the, but me, you know, my mum was very good. She never took much off us.
Did you live at her place? You didn't have your own house?
I had my own house, but I had to live with my mother. I lived up in one of these old houses here.
And she looked after them?
She looked after both of them. We had a little shop there for leather. And my dad had his cobbler shop where the payroll is.
Yeah.
But he went to the... He started drinking, that was it. That was the last of his business.
And,
it was eight of us, like in one room, in Lion Street. Palmer's was just across.
Oh.
So I hadn't far to go, really.
What hours did you work? When did you start?
We went to top. I used to be there for seven. And... We got a break, and then we got... I went home for my dinner, and then we used to get a break about 2 or 3 o'clock, and then just a couple... But we weren't very... I was the one that was always out first.
That was break time?
Break time. I says, it's about time you's got up now. I says, it's getting on. And then they come to ask us, would I like to work till 7? But I didn't get much money.
Did the women in Palmer's have a restroom where they
came? Yes, we did. They made a restroom. They made a cup of tea there.
And they used to go there for you?
Yes, it wasn't very far. We had a supervisor.
What was that?
I don't know. I didn't care much for her. She was very strict. Well, she never said nothing to me. She knew I got on with the job.
So you had a woman in charge?
Oh, yes, in charge of the women.
And what's she?
Now, my sister, she lives over there. She was in a galvanising place. She wasn't on the Kelly. She was in the galvanising.
That was the construction?
Yeah, she was mostly at the top end. I was right down where the ship, where the dock, where all the ships come in.
Yeah, and I worked in Paris.
Oh, it was terrible.
That was the old dock.
Terrible.
What? And your sister worked at the galvanizers. What did she do there?
I don't know what he do some galvanizing things. I never went in the other place. I brought her once on the Kelly, but she says it's nice now to what it was. The holes in it was terrible.
What was?
At the side, and when you got on deck, you had to be careful you didn't go down with in the holes.
How long did you work in Pomodoro?
4 years.
That's from when?
1939.
To
1943. 1943. 1943, because, see, my dad took very ill, and he died in 1942, and I had to go back to Palmer's, and then my mother, soon after that, my mother lived about a year, and he was killed in 1944, my mother died a week after.
So why did you
Well, I had to look after the home then.
There's nobody else could.
Because my brother was at sea, it was his house, really it was in his name. Number 60 Lyon Street, I'll never forget it. I can go to the very spot. But I think they're meeting the sheltered accommodations on it.
And, what did he feel like? I mean, you're a woman and you're going into a man's world.
I felt on top.
Did he enjoy being with the men? I mean,
when they came. We had a good laugh. And as Lord Louis Mountbatten was leaving, he saluted to me, and a daft fool like me should have bowed, but I didn't. I saluted back. And somebody took snaps, and I don't know where they are, but I met him in Eben Cemetery, and he says he can recall a woman on the ship, but I was fat there, but of course I'm not now. And he's looking, by shaking hands. And I says, it was terrible. He asked us what I was doing. I says, plumbing. Then I went up to Leslie's then. The transfers is up there. Then asked us, would I like to come back as a cleaner woman? And I says, no.
That was back to Palmer's as a cleaner.
To clean the ships, every ship. But the war was over then. I says, no. No fear. I've had enough. Well, now they're getting good money now.
Had enough of working in shipyards?
I liked it. I really liked it because the men were it was a Christmas, and you know they wanted to take me out. I says, oh no, thank you. We had my little cabin all decorated up and everything. It was really, I really enjoyed it.
When you went in there, I mean, did any of your family work in the ship?
My dad was in the Royal Artillery in 1914 to 1918, and no, they were all seafaring men.
So you had no idea of what a shipyard was like?
Oh, yes. My mother used to work in the offices, but I knew what was it like, because I used to always stand at the gateway, and I never knew it would ever go down, but the plumber shop was right away down.
Were you surprised at what the conditions were like in the shipyard?
I don't. Really surprised, you know, I'm not going to say it was spotless.
No.
Because it wasn't. The plumber's shop wasn't very, with all these pipes and everything, taps and everything, but I used to, every Friday night, I says, I says to them, get cracking, and I says, we'll give this place a good clean up.
You got the men cleaning up?
No, some of the women and all. Because they used to go, and that's where we had our dugout in the plumber's shop, down like a cellar there. It was nice and clean, all done out for me. But I had a lovely boss.
That was right.
And he died. Living in Jarra.
And you were doing basically the same work as the men, were you?
Very same, and they were getting more than me. I used to play raw horses. Overtime, just a couple of shilling more.
How much more were they getting?
They were getting more than me.
Did he get anywhere when you complained then?
Oh, and I says, I'm too happy. I was very happy indeed, because I had a good time there in there. I had really a good time with them, the men, and the sailors was very nice to us.
What did they do? Did they give you?
Oh, they were very nice, yes. And they give us, I don't know what they give us when the ship went. They give us something. I don't know what it was, really. But that was a box of chocolates. I know they gave us something when the ship was leaving, but my brother, after we got it all done, beautiful, it went right down. My brother seen it getting the torpedo right in all the hands. There was a few survivors. And that's me, with Lord Louis Mountbatten.
So, had you done any work before?
Yes.
What kind of jobs had you done before?
Canteen work. I was away in London when I was 14 working as a housemaid. I worked all my life. It's telling on us now, really. I worked in Haggie's Rugby for 21 shilling a week.
That was before the war?
Oh, that was long before. Yes, my sister was working in the whale off. She was just getting 13 shilling a week.
What was that? What kind of work was that like?
Oh, well, I used to shake the stuff. I used to have a mask on round here, and I used to have to shake the stuff and put it on the machine.
What was the stuff?
Like, what, balls of string? Making balls of string, coloured for Christmas, red and different colours, but they used to give a big ball of it.
That was a fibre,
yes. Oh, she do. And it just had to go through the machine, water dropping on it, and then it just had to go around spinners, and then it went on the great big to make the rope. We made the rope. The rope was made in Aggie's Rope for the Kelly. Thick.
So how long did you work there for?
2 years. It was getting on my chest.
It was bad working.
Very. I was happy there and all. 2 to 10. 6 to 2 and 2 to 10.
And that was all women who worked there, wasn't it?
Men. Some men. Doing the heavy work. But my sister fully was still. She went into the whale off. She was getting 13 shilling a week. I've worked on my life.
What did you do after? I mean, they offered you a job in Palmer's as a cleaner.
To clean the ships, and I says, oh. No, what? I says, I don't want to do that.
Why didn't you want to do it?
Well, I mean, I couldn't. It's a very low setting, and I'm just not long at it. I wish I hadn't, because I'm waiting for an arthritis chair. This is what? A bodied one.
I know a little bit about farmers. What facilities did they have for women when you first went in? Like cloakrooms, toilets and that?
We had nothing like that.
Because your father worked in farmers.
We had nothing like that until we had to get them. But they made it flower.
So they had tired of...
Oh yes, a wee from in a place to wash ourselves.
Did you have to press for that, or was it just prepared?
Oh no, it had to be done for, but we couldn't go in the same toilet as the men. No, we couldn't. Now we had a cloakroom. Lockers, my own keys.
Yeah.
I liked it very much. I liked my job very much. Only I was tired at times. I was dead tired. Sometimes I used to just fall on the bed, dead tired. I used to be dragged off again. My mother says, you get a wash. And I was dead tired. In them days, he used to bath in a tub. Never did in our time.
We didn't have no facilities down in Lyons Street.
No, we didn't. Just, well, there was eight of us slept in one bedroom.
That was even when you were working at Palmer's, it was still eight.
Yeah, except me brother, like the one that was on the Sheffield.
Okay.
I never forget, there was a knock at the door, and I went to the door and I shouted, there's a fella here, Seal, and he's got a beard on, and it was me own brother. She says, oh, it's Joseph, it's Joe. And I said, oh, he came to see me mother.
Yeah.
I said, there's a fella here. We couldn't tell but laugh about it.
Was it, so did you work after the war? Well, what did you do?
Yes, I did some work, but I went into the bit domestic in the canteen.
What were you doing there? Oh,
serving the men, and I wouldn't go in the factory because the paint, and they're going to come and do all this, and the paint, ooh. But we used to get tins of paint, like, we used to get them issued to everybody. It's not the bit domestic now, you know. I was very happy there and on. Everybody liked us there and on.
Right.
I was well liked. Oh, and then I worked in the bead, a dirty, rotten place, down, right away down the low roadway. It was filthy.
My mother's
brother and sister all belonged down there, the Colby we used to call it. Well, I worked in the bead there and my mother says, I says, oh mother, that thing, we were standing in thinking just like that.
Didn't you think it was dirty and filthy in the shipyard then?
Not as much as in the bead.
Oh, you'd be working it. I mean, you were working on the ship, weren't you?
Ah, but there's the ship, see, you kind of tell a bit when it had been bashed about a bit. You kind of tell a bit of mess. It was beautiful when it was done. Oh, I couldn't. Everybody shook hands with us and all. To think I met me. There was a tester. We had a tester to see the taps and everything worked and everything. I think it was a damn disgrace. I was 22. I think it was a damn disgrace us women working in there. We never thought it. The men that worked on the Kelly, they went to the big dinners in London and everything. Not us. But I've got photographs to prove it. I've got three more.
So you were ignored?
We were just ignored.
You think we were ignored generally in the shipyard?
I think it was
for what you did in the shipyard.
I think it was a damn disgrace. To think what we had done, and that these got one or a few that all got cards to go and have that big dinner in London. We got nothing. The poor, the workers, the women workers, maybe there was a few lazy women. I used to tell them off on peace. Oh, I did. I used to tell them Mr. Hardy was the foreman. Like really over us and all, but Mr. Wright was the head one over us as well. And I told him, I says, hey, it's about time, I says, they got a bit and done something. I says, I'm the only one that's out of this shop all the time.
That's women from the plumber shop, you
thought? Yes. I used to land them all up. Big, poor big Vicky died, and all big woman. She wouldn't come, the other Kelly. She says, I'm not going on that. I don't know where they put her. She stopped in the plumber shop and they, you know, done the bowls and the tops and got them ready, but yeah. She would never go on the Kelly. She died, no one. And Mrs. Hardy died. She was working in the shipyard with me. There's a lot of them were.
Do you think the women in general were well trained in the shipyard?
But we didn't get enough. And we went and played what about it?